With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. It's been a relatively calm day on the Roaring Lion Fire southwest of Hamilton, but fire officials are saying the predicted dangerous high winds are expected to arrive between 6 and 7 o'clock tonight. Mike Cole is a public information officer on the fire.
If this wind comes through as predicted, it's going to channel over the ridges from the west moving east. And as it goes over the top of the mountains and down into these deep canyons here in the Bitterroot, it has a tendency to funnel that wind through the canyons and pick up speed towards the mouth of the canyon. That's the biggest concern, because that's right at the mouth of Roaring Lion Creek is our huge concern right there.
9 firefighting helicopters and multiple fixed-wing air tankers have been dropping water and retardant on the fire since 9 a.m. They're worried about high winds picking up burning embers and debris and carrying it into unburned areas and starting spot fires. High winds are forecasted to last as late as midnight. The Federal Incident Management Team that took over command of the fire yesterday has so far today focused on strengthening and holding fire lines put in yesterday. The Roaring Lion Fire is now estimated at 4,400 acres and 0% containment. Fire spokesman Mike Cole says firefighters are worried about the fire returning to areas that saw fast-moving ground fire yesterday.
There's also a concern about whether or not a crown fire would get started with a lot of wind and roll right back through those same areas where some of those residences have already survived one fire front coming through.
This morning, the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office expanded the evacuation and evacuation warning areas to the north. It's now estimated that 631 homes are evacuated, and an additional 216 are on Stage 1 alert to evacuate. Crews fighting the Copper King fire east of Thompson Falls were able to slow the growth of the fire today, but not contain it. After exploding from 200 to 700 acres on Sunday night, it is now estimated to be about 800 acres. A Type 2 incident management team took over command of the fire early this morning. There are now 220 personnel fighting the fire, with additional hotshot crews and aerial resources on the way, says spokesperson Anna Callahan.
The challenge with this fire is that it's in really rugged, steep terrain, so it's more of a wait and see where the fire goes and where we can contain it.
Another challenge crews face is the Copper King fire's proximity to Highway 200. It's a busy road, and billowing smoke is clearly visible. Travelers are advised not to stop and rubberneck the fire. Though no evacuation orders have been issued, several forest roads, hiking trails, and 2 campgrounds are closed. A red flag warning remains in effect for increased fire activity. A public meeting about the Copper King fire is scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight at the Thompson Falls Community Center. The lightning-caused North Tulloch Fire is burning on 3,600 acres, about 15 miles north of Hardin, in rugged and inaccessible terrain. Air support is assisting with firefighting efforts in the area, and more resources are on order. Fire officials are keeping an eye on the weather, as high winds and dry conditions bring increased fire risk. At this point, it is 0% contained. A 17-year-old boy from Condon was killed, and a 17-year-old girl from Seeley Lake was injured in a one-vehicle crash on Montana Highway 83 north of Seeley Lake yesterday. The Montana Highway Patrol says the pickup driven by the boy went off the side of the road at about 10 p.m. yesterday, crossed back over the road, and overturned. Neither occupant was wearing a seatbelt. The Missoula County Coroner's Office says Paul Hammerill was ejected from the pickup and died at the scene. A 47-year-old Missoula man was killed in a rollover crash west of Big Sandy. The Montana Highway Patrol says the man was westbound on Montana Secondary 432 at around 5:30 p.m. yesterday when his pickup went off the road. The driver overcorrected and went into the ditch, where the pickup rolled. The man was thrown from the pickup and pronounced dead at Big Sandy Medical Center. His name has not been released. Newly released figures from the state show visits to Montana's state parks increased during the first half of the year compared to the same time last year. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that data collected by Montana State Parks shows nearly 1.3 million visits were recorded at state parks from January through June in 2016. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.